Jim, how are you?
I'm doing great. Good morning.
Well, what's your title with the Ford Motor Company?
I actually manage a program called Ford Driving Skills for Life, which is our teen safe driving program.
What is that?
Well, it's basically an advanced program that we go around the country and we work with schools and teens and parents on giving teens the driving skills they need to be safe, because the overriding issue is they lack the experience. And, you know, getting a driver's license is one thing, but learning the advanced driving skills is another thing. So we put on hands-on clinics. We do all kinds of programs, like I'm going to talk about in just a second, with the state of Michigan and AAA, and, you know, go out there to try to save some teen lives. And it's a real issue, because the number one cause of death of teenagers is vehicle crashes.
Well, what can be done to help teens drive better beyond driver's safety, which is a requirement that we have to have our kids here in Michigan take?
Well, you know, to get a driver's license is one thing, but I think parents need to look, and teachers and principals and things need to look at other avenues. And the program that we're developed, we're targeting 11 of the top counties in Michigan, including the county you're in, with the most teen crashes or fatalities. And what we're doing is we're offering those schools that want to be part of it $2,000 to develop 3 months of peer-to-peer programming within the schools, and then we're going to judge them, and we're going to bring the best schools to our hands-on clinics that are going to be held toward the end of the school year around prom time. So taking advantage of programs like that, I think, are key for any parent or any teen.
What are some of the ideas that you've seen and heard about already?
Well, I mean, one of the things I just heard was the PSA leading up to my that you just played with distracted driving is a huge issue. But what we find is that you know, getting a driver's license is really too easy. Graduated driver's licensing is helping. But, for example, what happens when the back end of the car slides out? How do you control that? We'll teach them that. You know, what happens if a car slams on their brakes in front of you? What's the best way to get out of that? Those types of things they've never seen before, and they either learn on the highways, and it could be tragic, or they can learn in a controlled environment, which we try to do. So we team them up with professional drivers, and, you know, we'll do all kinds of things like that. And, you know, there's no, like, one silver bullet that's going to address it, but these types of programs are ones you certainly want to take advantage of.
Is it possible to get all our kids this kind of training?
Well, I mean, I would encourage all the high schools in the Lansing area to get involved. We have a lot of openings still, and it's a free program for them, and it's a great program. We've done it in another state, and we've seen a 50% reduction in teen deaths. So it does work. I mean, part of it's just creating awareness. And then getting the teens involved and getting them engaged, and we give them money to do that. They can develop programming, and then we'll put them through the hands-on courses. So I encourage all the schools to get involved.
I want to share with you a couple of ideas that I've heard or been a part of. A good friend of mine, Tim Stout, here in town, when his kids were first learning to drive, he had a rule. Number one, that they had to drive alone. They could never drive with anyone in the car, and they only got the car when they were going to a destination that they had to go to, whether it's a football practice or school. And then I can remember my dad taking me out many, many times, and we'd go to isolated parking lots where I couldn't do any damage. This must have happened more than 20 times, and whether it was ice or rain or dry conditions, and we would swerve, and I'd go fast and brake, and we'd do those kind of drills just to try and get me some kind of experience. Do you think those ideas are good?
No, both of those ideas are great. I'll just address the second one first. Parental involvement is key, and you need to do things like that in a safe environment. And parents also need to lead by example. So, you know, if a parent's talking on a cell phone, the teen's probably going to do it. If they're speeding, the teen's probably going to do it. So that's great. The other part of it was the number of passengers in the car is key. And the graduated driver's licensing is addressing that. We know, for example, if a teen has an additional passenger, it basically doubles the chance of an accident or a crash, as we call them. So both of those are excellent ideas.
Talking on the cell phone, even if it's hand-free, is that not recommended?
Well, Ford's position, and we have three companies here, Ford, AAA, and the state, we support, if they're going to talk, it should be hands-free. No texting. I mean, teens typically text. Texting, forget it. You shouldn't do it at all. You know, young people probably shouldn't even be talking on the phone, but if you're going to do it, there's hands-free technology. Use that, but limit it. And, you know, just, you know, keep your hands on the wheel, eyes on the road, and that's, you know, whatever techniques work, That's what you want to do. You want to concentrate, concentrate, concentrate.
All right, Jim, you're killing me. Now, you just exposed me because there are lots of times I talk on the phone and in thinking about it while you were talking, in most of those instances, I could have waited. So I think I'm going to focus on that.
Well, that's just it. I mean, you know, in many cases, the calls are unnecessary. You know, there are people out there, business people, that use their cars. But for teens, a lot of those calls are probably unnecessary. And they need to be focused on the road because they lack the experience. And any distraction, you know, whether talking to somebody or radio, there's technology now that actually a key can be programmed called MyKey, and if they don't buckle up, they can't listen to the radio. Even if they do have the radio on, it goes up to half the limit, things like that. So there's a lot of neat technology out there. And then you supplement it with education programs like this program we're doing, Strive for a Safer Drive. You know, those are the type of solutions that I think will make a difference, and they are making a difference.
All right, Jim, before we let you go, for students, for schools, for people who want more information and how to become involved with the program, where do they go?
Simply go to the state website, and it's www.michigan.gov/S4SD, and that's S for Sam, 4, S for Sam, D, for Strive for a Safer Drive. And there's an application process. There's no cost. We'll give you the resources, and I would encourage all schools to take advantage of it.
Jim, as this process goes forward, stay in touch with us, especially if Mid-Michigan schools become involved. We'd like to keep reporting on this story.
Well, we certainly will do that, and we enjoy talking to you, and we thank you for the opportunity.
All right, Jim Graham from the Ford Motor Company. Thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you.